Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host Donnie Wrightside. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time weekly, exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's an interactive show. We're going to take callers and live tweets. We're talking NCAA basketball right through the tournament. Super Bowl Sunday is on the horizon. We just finished up a fantastic college football bowl season and championship round. Vegas line. Huge movement, bad beats. This is what this show is about. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio, NCAA, NFL, fantasy football, taking your calls, recapping what's going on, gambling tips. This is what we are about. Why is that line movement? Public versus Vegas. TrendBetting.com has your exclusive winners right online. Check us out. Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, Donnie Wrightside, Thursdays, 8 p.m., TrendBetting.com. Folks, welcome to the show, Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. That's right. You just heard an oldie but a goodie right there, back from the football run there on that previous promo. But, however, it is baseball season. The birds are chirping outside. Errors are flying. Bullpens are melting down. And hitters aren't hitting. Yes, folks, that is April on the base pass. Now, as you know, we've been preaching it for a long time. We sit it out in April, but it's actually one of my most fun times of the year because you can decompress, sit back, take it all in, and enjoy baseball for what it's worth. Now, there's not a lot of action on the line, but there still is a lot of fun. You could still go out, you know, take a look at half a dozen games, because if you do have a Major League Baseball ticket, and as always, I do get upset with not every game is in HD on the ticket. I'm not really sure why that is, but baseball is a game that you can just sit back and enjoy, take it all in for what it's worth, see who's setting up with the pitching matchups, see whose bullpen's getting it together, who's hitting, who's not hitting, as well as what teams are on the rise, hot starts, cold starts. It all factors in at that point. But again, it's a lot of fun. Tonight's going to be a strictly baseball show. We're going to take a review and an overview of the actual National League, American League, everything that's going on, all the doings, good and bad, to see how it is shaping up. But I do want to take a look, most importantly, at the pitching staffs in Major League Baseball. That's the key. That's what's going to earn your money as it goes through. Whether you're a first five better, which we're very big on that, meaning the first five innings of a game, whether the team is up or down. And also going to focus a little bit less on overall bullpens. Now, hey, Kansas City bullpen, you know that's good. Just pencil that in. They're not giving up a run. If you're up in the sixth inning, you will be up in the ninth inning, and you will cash that ticket. They are that good. We rode them a lot last year. Any one of those tight ball games, I mean, they were bringing in the bullpen sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth inning, and it was straight up lockdown city. It's a lot of fun when it goes your way. We were also on a lot of terrible bad beats with the Detroit Tigers. If Detroit was up three runs in the sixth inning, and they remove, let's just say, David Price or Scherzer, Verlander, if he was even getting through five innings last year, I mean, that was just a disaster. You had literally had to have a 7 or 8 run lead heading into the seventh or eighth inning to even feel remotely comfortable with the Detroit Tigers. But as I said, we're going to get into that just a little bit later. Welcome to the show once again, folks. It's Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, myself, Donnie Wrightside. With the show itself, it's Guy Sports Talk Radio. It's what you want to hear. It's gambling. It's tips. It's going over the numbers. It's what you see on TV every day. This is the life we love to live. It's completely about sports. It's about gambling, winning money. But certainly, even if you don't have a subscription to TrendBetting.com, we do like to help you out. You see me all the time on Twitter, all my guys there from Team Trend Betting. We're all over Twitter. If you have any questions, ask us. We're there just going over stuff the entire day. I mean, half the day was spent just reviewing, you know, the Britt McHenry tapes and how much of a badass – she actually is in real life. I mean, that's just what we do. It's what we go over. It has nothing to do with betting a game, but we're on to, if it's something about sports, we're going to be talking about it, no question at all. Down the line, as I said again, right now it's just a once-a-week show for a half hour, so it's a quick blitz that we'd like to get out there and just review, you know, what happened during the week, what's going to happen up over the weekend, and what's even going on now. As we sit now, I have two TVs tuned in, but of course, one of my favorite games that I do like to watch is my Philadelphia Phillies with Cole Hamels and Doug Fister down in Washington. Phillies are probably going to lose anywhere between 90 to 100 games this year. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you're a gambler. Every single game is an entity unto itself. If you're going to take, you know, first five full game, you're going to take a team plus 1.5 runs, minus 1.5 runs. It's a way gambling, as I said, to involve your favorite team, even if they're going to stink. The Phillies are probably going to be the worst team in Major League Baseball, but I'm going to have a ton of fun on it. And as I said, in the past, money is green. I will bet against my team at the drop of a dime if it means I'm going to put cash in my pocket. Doesn't mean I'm going to root against them, but you can certainly sit there and root for the Phillies all game long. And oh, ho, hum, they lost 6-1. Great. Well, you filled up your bank account and got those units rolling once again. So it's always something that I say, money is green. Don't worry about it. Cheer for your favorite team, but take that unemotional decision there and always take the money for what you see is right there. Gambling tips, you know what we look for. Why is the line moving? My favorite quote ever is Public versus Vegas. You definitely want to know where Joe Public is going because that's going to be a very, very important topic when you're going to be looking down the road and who to bet against, especially, once again, when football season comes up, no question about it. About myself, I've been a pro for 20 years. You know, I've been gambling my entire life, picking up nooks and crannies of information as I go. I'm always up to learning. If you're not a sponge in the sporting game, you're in it for the wrong reasons. Every single day, I love to learn something new. If another angle or technique or betting strategy comes out, I am all ears. I want to listen to it. You know, just like when your grandmother would read book after book after book after book because you wanted to gain knowledge, I'm the same exact way when it comes to sports gambling. I don't care if you're a novice or an old pro. Every single day, if you could pick up just a little tip there that's going to help you out and increase your profitability, definitely listen and go for it because it's fun. If you really, really enjoy the gambling game, you can make it a lifetime event for yourself and strive to get better each and every day. During football season, it's a little bit different. As I said, we're more of a 401k approach, maybe 3 to 4 games maximum per week. In baseball season, we might have 3 to 5 games each and every single night. So it's a lot of fun in baseball season, and also it's a lot easier to sit back and watch the games because you can watch them unfold. You hear me say it time and time again in college basketball season, it's one of the hardest seasons for us, not the actual capping aspect of it, but watching the game itself. When you're covering, let's just say, you know, a 4, 5, or 6 point line, that line can be in contact the entire 40 minutes of a college basketball game. So you're living and dying literally on every 3-pointer, every foul. Who's in foul trouble? Are they making a run? Did they throw the ball out of bounds? There's, you know, 30 seconds left. You're up 6. You got to cover 7. There's a whole heck of a lot more stress in college basketball than, so to say, with baseball. You can see it coming. I know you're going to get bases loaded where you need 2 runs and there's 2 outs in the 9th. I get all that. But as the overall flow of the game, it's a lot easier on my old man hair, so to speak, even though I'm not even 40 years old yet. Feel like I'm much, much older watching college basketball half the time with those meltdowns. But in baseball season, I really, really enjoy it. It's always a profitable stretch, especially the last 2 years being online with trendbetting.com and also my singular site there, rightsidevalueplays.com. We've done very, very well. As I said, 401k approach more likely in football season than Major League Baseball season, and less is more. But having said that, NCAA football, NFL, Major League Baseball, college basketball, it's really what I love to do. You see every once in a while me popping videos up there. I do certainly want to start involving and getting more videos out there online and doing daily write-ups. Once we get a little bit more time for that, we're certainly going to get started there. Find me on Twitter at RightsideVP as well as Facebook at Donnie Rightside. Let me tell you a little bit here. Let's pay some bills with TeamTrendBetting.com, folks. 2.5 years ago, I met Lucky Lance Williams, who's the owner and operator of TrendBetting.com. I did have my own site, was doing very well, but the more Lance and I talked about it, we have a singular vision of what we want to do and who we want to bring in and, of course, advance in the gambling stratosphere of online and also, you know, everything else, Twitter as well as Facebook there. But the vision was clear, and it's called honesty and doing it the right way. As you see, most of our people that come on board who are capping with us there, we like to get them on a monitor because it's not about winning and losing a lot of the times. We're good handicappers. We're not just going to let your average Joe come on and just say, hey, you know, let's just throw picks out there and see if it wins. Maybe we get hot, maybe we don't. It's about winning and losing the right way. Nobody's ever going to question and say, hey, man, you gave out the New York Jets last night, but it looks like the Detroit Lions were the winners. What you're counting in there? What's going on over there? If you can always point back to a third-party documenting site going to allow you to look at something like that, that's what we're all about at TeamTrainBetting.com. I never would have left my site. And I still have my site there, but I did want to join forces with Lance because I really like what's going on. We have a lot of big, big things in the not-too-far future coming up for us that we're going to let you know about in just a little bit. But if you go to the website itself, it's trendbetting.com. Click on the Experts tab when you get there. Take a look. We have something that's for everybody on that website. It's very cheap and affordable. Our main goal is to help you out. It takes, you know, if you're working a job, I know a lot of you listening now working 40, 50, 60 hours a week. The tough part about that is you're missing a lot of information because most of you guys out there, whether you drive a truck, whether you're a mailman, you work at a bakery, you're a delivery guy, whether you're sitting behind a desk, a lawyer, you know, my clients span, you know, the overall globe in that aspect of it. You don't have time to check every single bit of detailed information that's out there throughout the day that's going to help you put down a winning bet. That's where we come in, folks. Let us do all the hard work. Take your wife out to dinner on Friday night. Put your bets in before you go out and wake up in the morning and check your account. You're going to have more money in there than you had the day before. That's always the goal. But let us do the hard work. A lot of people say, like, why would you ever pay a company or a service or a person that's going to be, you know, placing bets or making bets or picking your bets for you, so to speak? It's because we work hard. This is a full-time job, 40, 50 hours. If you don't have that time to spend in it, it's very hard to profit. Sure, anybody out there can get lucky. Hey, I like the Giants this weekend. Let me put down $500 on the Giants. They won. Fantastic. Anybody can do that. But it's the grind of the summer in baseball, keeping track of everything, all the stats and elements. Let TeamTrendBetting.com help you out with that for over the summer, as well as the NHL playoffs, the NBA playoffs, as I said, Major League Baseball, mixed martial arts, soccer. There's something for everybody at TeamTrendBetting.com. As I said, Lucky Lance Williams is the site operator. Myself, Donnie Wrightside, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Assassinator, and Frank Buzz. Fantastic team, fantastic group of guys. Definitely going to want to check it out. As I said again, go to TeamTrendBetting.com, click on the Experts tab. Check it out there. If you want to get in touch with us, we're all on Twitter, all on Facebook. It's all right there for you at trendbetting.com. Folks, we're going to take a quick 30-second break, come back, and we're going to start talking some baseball, boys. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Just to keep you guys up to date on what's going on in bases today. Earlier in the day, the Cardinals beat the Brewers as a favorite of 144-0. And also the Royals, again, hitting a little bit of a downtrend there. Minus 115 they were. They were down by the Twins 8-5. In tonight's action, the Marlins are up 3-0 over the New York Mets in that game. And Giancarlo Stanton finally woke up out of his daze. two-run bomb there was part of that three-run lead there in the top of the fifth inning. The Rays and the Blue Jays, 1-0 Rays. That's in the bottom of the fourth, and the Phillies and the Nationals with Hamels and Pfister on the mound at 2-2. I know a lot of guys were on that under of 6.5, so looks like that one's going to be a buckle-your-seatbelt type of game. But both of those teams do have decent bullpens, and certainly their offenses have been struggling, so I don't anticipate that being too much in jeopardy just yet with four runs. So they do have a couple cushions there. I know they'll be cheering, certainly not for a 3-3 game. So hopefully that game ends up at 3-2 or 4-2 and can get some of my good friends some wins there. As I said again, we don't have any wagers yet in play for the season. We do kick off May the 1st, and there's good reason for that. We do want to let these statistics build up overall. Let's take a look at some of the overviews there, and we're going to go over some pitching in just a few moments. Major League Baseball itself, the Detroit Tigers, red hot, man, 8-1 on the season. If you were betting them based on the closing line in Las Vegas, one unit per game, bet every game for them. Obviously, they have a winning percentage close to 90%. They're up 7.45 units on the season, 3-0 at home, and also 5-1 on the road, which is very impressive, and 6-0 already in the division. That's going to help you come down with your tiebreakers and certainly moving on. Kansas City Royals hot as well at 7-1, but they do drop to 7-2. The stats I'm looking at aren't updated officially from this afternoon, so Kansas City is now 7-2. Cleveland in the AL Central standings at 3-5. The Chicago White Sox at 3-5, and the Minnesota Twins, who picked up a few wins over the past few days to get them out. Looks like they're at 3-6 now with the updated overall stats. In the AL East standings, no real surprises there from my view anyway. Boston is 6-3, even though they're really struggling with that pitching staff. You knew coming in, they're going to be able to hit the baseball. They have a lot of star power on that team, especially on offense, but their pitching staff is something to be desired. You would have to think one of those guys down in, I think it's they still playing in Paul Tuckett, are going to get traded for a frontline rotation type of guy, maybe even two frontline rotation type of guys. They were kicking around the tires on Cole Hamels of the Philadelphia Phillies early on, but with one of the catching prospects there, but with Vasquez going down with season-ending Tommy John surgery, don't know if they're going to be able to give that up, but they do still have a lot of firepower down there in AAA and also log-jammed out in that outfield, like the Xander Bogaerts, Mookie Betts type players there, and they do have Rusny Castillo that is still going to be waiting to get his call-up. I saw a couple things earlier that he's close to coming up now, may even be up as of today, but they're certainly going to be firing away. Baltimore, always a fun team to bet. Crash Davis and the boys, Machado, Adam Jones, that's a very, very good team. The only problem, again, is that if they can get some consistent pitching on their staff as well. Toronto, firepower at the plate, that's always what you think about. They're 5-4 on the season. Tampa Bay, who's picked, you know, by many to have not a really good season, especially with Joe Maddon leaving as well, and also their GM Friedman out to the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're 5-4, keeping their head above water. The Yankees disappointing at 3-6, but I don't know if they're going to be really that good or even competitive this year. Now, they're not going to be really bad, but I don't see them contending in that division with either Boston or Baltimore for that matter. The Yankees basically going to be playing out the string. CC Sabathia, just wait till he gets into those August-type, you know, 90-degree weathers where he's just huffing and puffing out there on the mound with his near $200 million contract. We'll see how that's going to work out in the end. Moving over in the AL West, Oakland at 5-5, Houston at 4-5, the Los Angeles Angels 4-5, Texas at 4-6, and Seattle at 3-6. That's a disappointing start for Seattle Mariners. I mean, that is a good baseball team. They just got to hold it back, get it together. I did see King Felix over the weekend get pulled from one of his starts because of a tight quad. But Tijuan Walker, Iwakuma's starting really slow. I mean, he was a hammer for us last year as well as that entire staff. I love Paxton out there too. Big, crafty left-hander. They're in that big ballpark with dominant pitching. But Fernando Rodney's been just coughing up leads as of late in that bullpen meltdown mode that you certainly don't want to see if you are a gambler and have those leads late in the game. Moving over to the National League, Chicago Cubs at 5-3, St. Louis at 4-3, Cincinnati 5-4, Pittsburgh 3-6, and Milwaukee at 2-6 coming into today. Actually, Milwaukee 2-7, and St. Louis should be 5-3 after that game earlier ended up at 4-0. In the NL East, the New York Mets at 6-3, fantastic pitching staff. David Wright went down again. He'll be on the 15-day DL. That's really going to put a hamper on their offense. I was hoping to see, I mean, hey, I'm not a New York Mets fan by any mean, but gambling-wise, I certainly am because I really, really like what they have to offer in their starting pitching. So first five matchups with the New York Mets this year. Definitely going to be something that we're going to be keying in on. Washington Nationals, disappointing start at 3-6. That's a high payroll dominant staff there. They shouldn't be 3-6. That should be, you know, mirrored out at 6-3 at least at this point. Philadelphia 3-6, nothing to surprise. Miami with a really slow start at 3-6. They're just not hitting the baseball yet, so hopefully once that weather heats up down there, Miami, open up that roof a little bit there, they'll get that going and underway. Out in the NL West, it's Colorado at 7-2, the Los Angeles Dodgers 6-3, San Diego 6-4, Arizona 4-5, and pulling up the pack, the World Series champions, San Francisco Giants at 3-7. And what more can you say about them this year? I mean, they have the pitching, obviously, to get along, but their hitting is really, really stagnant at this point. If we take a look at some pitching matchups, what you're going to look at, and I don't mean by pitching matchups, overall staff-wise at this point, a few teams that you definitely want to go over that you think can carry you a long way, because as I said, you know, if you don't have a strong starting pitching staff, there's a really good chance I'm not betting you at all this year. Some teams, if you take a look at, again, I always like to get back to the Phillies because they're a great microcosm. You have Cole Hamels at the top of the rotation. That team is going to stink, but you are going to get Cole Hamels at a premium each and every night. As long as he's on his game, he's probably never going to be favored, or as I say, never, maybe 95% of the time not be favored this year. So you might even be able to catch a first five with Cole Hamels, let's just say, even if it was tonight. I haven't checked the Nationals up 3-2. So if you would have had the first five plus a half, you actually would have taken the loss tonight in that game. But there is going to say some value when you get a strong, strong pitcher and maybe you can get a first five at maybe minus, you know, 110, minus 115, minus 120, but getting that half a run. So if you even have a tie after five innings, you pick up the W, that's something that you're going to want to take a look at going down. A couple years ago, two, 3 years back, we were really, really doing well full games. Didn't have very many bullpen meltdowns. You know, most of them even were going our way at that point. But last year, we really had to adjust ourselves with the amount of bullpen meltdowns that was just costing our clients money. Now, when you're up at the end of five, six, and seven innings, I don't mind when you take an outright loss. If I'm down 3-2 in the sixth inning and I end up losing the game 3-2 in the ninth, so be it. I wasn't up. The games that were being really, really frustrating, and again, I always like to point back to the Detroit Tigers. It was an absolute gas can bullpen. Literally, we said it before early in the show, if you weren't up 4-5, six runs heading in the last three innings, you legitimately were in trouble with the Detroit Tigers. So around midway through that season there in May, when you see the stats that we had up over 80 units at that point, we made a major shift in the way that we were capping games and took a lot more first fives. If you take a look at, let's just say, the Chicago White Sox with Chris Sale last year, it didn't matter who he was playing. If he was going to have a money line first five of 140 or less, we were on him every single time. Even so, taking maybe a minus a half, it was playing a really bad baseball team and can really just outpitch them, because Sale was giving up 0-1 run just about 9 of every 10 starts. It was a great bet. If you lost the game 0-0 or 1-1, you know, so be it. C'est la vie, money's out the door. It was still a good bet. But Chris Sale was a fantastic matchup over the first five last year that we were taking a look at. Detroit Tigers right now, you know they're going to hit the baseball. The question is, can they pitch? David Price, really, to me, is their only frontline bullish starter. So if you're going to take somebody like David Price, most of the time he's going to take you the distance. Now, he doesn't have to throw a complete game there, but if you can limit the damage and be up, let's just say, 4-1 in the eighth inning, you only have to get through six outs as opposed to nine outs or 12 outs if you have somebody on the mound like Simon Lobstein or Anibal Sanchez. I mean, you get what you get out of those guys. The front line rotation, they're not that strong, but boy, can they hit. They're up over 300 right now on the season, hitting-wise. Kansas City with the Royals, you're looking at, you know, Ace Ventura, Duffy, Guthrie, Vargas, Volquez. Volquez has always been an enigma. I mean, sometimes the guy stuff is lights out the other games. I mean, he just gets wrapped around a phone pole out there. Ventura, love the guy. He was a stalwart last year, opened up this year 2-0 already, 2-0 in the starts he had to his team. ERA 2.31. I really like the kid. One of the guys who struggled a little bit this year is Danny Duffy. I like what he has, and he throws some gas in the mid-90s there as a lefty coming at. Guthrie, not the best pitcher in the world, right-hander. He's pretty much your run of the mill. He's one just microcosm right there. 1-0 this year, but a 5.14 ERA. He's going to give you what he gives you, that third or fourth starter in there that you might want to tax on if Kansas City is home. You know that bullpen's going to come to the rescue. If that game is 2-2, 3-3, after six or seven innings, you have a great shot in that game because you know they're going to slam the door shut. Flipping over to the Cleveland Indians, I like this staff a lot. Zach McAllister, I mean, when is he just going to be out of baseball? 0-1 this year, 11.25 ERA. He is completely unbettable. When you're betting to beat the Cleveland Indians, that's the guy that you want to signal on the mound. Another guy who still had good pricing, even with the fantastic year he had early on, was Chris Kluber. Chris Kluber in his team starts today is 0-2 on the season. That's with a 2.64 ERA. The kid can flat out pitch. He's somebody you want to keep an eye on. You don't want to pay that premium price, let's just say, of minus, 175 or 180. But if you can get maybe a minus 1.5 on a game, which we don't do that much, but when you have a dominant pitcher going against somebody maybe on another team, like a Minnesota Twins team that can't really hit that well or struggling at the plate, and you get them in a good pitching matchup, that's definitely one that you want to put your chips into the middle. Or playing even like a team like the Yankees, if they have maybe an Eovaldi on an off night and you're at home there and you have Chris Kluber, definitely something that you want to start turning in and pressing. One of my favorite teams, I'm going to jump around a little bit here, is in the West. Last year, we bet the Houston Astros a ton, and mainly because a lot of these games, you could catch a good pitcher getting plus one or plus 1.5 for an entire game, even though they had the worst record in baseball last year, but there was still a lot of value to be had. I loved Dallas Keuchel and Chris McHugh last year, two young pitchers who were fantastic. Feldman was still giving you good starts last year. Peacock was average on that team. But when you were getting, let's just say, a Dallas Keuchel or a McHugh getting plus 140, I didn't care who they were playing. The Oakland A's last year, who obviously were on a tear, anybody out there, the Texas Rangers, it didn't matter. If those two were on the mound and you were getting plus 135 or plus 140, it was always a good start. And always money in the bank, it seemed like, there, especially in the first five innings. Because as I stressed before, in the first five innings of a baseball game, a lot of value can be had because you're betting just basically starting pitcher versus starting pitcher. Doesn't really matter if the other team can hit. Everybody in the Major League Baseball can hit at that point. It's just a matter is if your pitcher is coming in solid. And a lot of games, we could get Keuchel or McHugh at a plus 105 over the first five innings, getting a half of run. So, hey, if it's 1-1, 0-0, you're up 2-1, that's money in your pocket there, even on the plus side as a dog. There are two guys, again, that I can't stress enough, you're probably still going to get cheaply because most of the betting public still sees the word Houston Astros as opposed to the pitcher that is pitching for the team that evening there. Going around also with the Oakland A's, boy, they've made a lot of changes on their roster overall. Hasn't really affected them too much. I mean, they're at 5-5. They were scorching last year before Billy Beane changed up that staff. Scott Kazmir, like him a lot. Even like Pomerantz. Sonny Gray. I mean, most people didn't know him starting the season last year, but as the season wore on, you certainly knew the kid. Graveman and Hahn, two younger kids there. Decent prospects as well, but Sonny Gray and Kazmir, two guys that you're going to want to look at as those top-of-the-rotation guys. They're going to be getting a little bit better number this year because the Oakland A's certainly aren't as good as what they were last year when you were betting, the Jeff Samardzijas and the John Lesters on those teams. You were paying a premium price, minus 170, minus 180, minus 190. Lester sometimes against the Houston Astros was minus 240 at home, and I do remember one of those games I said that Houston did pull one of those games out late in the Bay Area. The Los Angeles Angels there, everybody hears, obviously, in the press, it's Josh Hamilton is what everyone wants to talk about. But their staff is decent. Weaver's really struggling to start out the season in his two starts. His ERA is 8.71. Hasn't given his team too much of a chance. Last year, Schumacher was fantastic down the stretch as well. C.J. Wilson didn't have a very good year. Looks like he's opened up and got it together at a 3.95 ERA. So they're just some of the guys that you're going to want to take a look at heading down the stretch. The Chicago Cubs, a lot of people have them, in World Series factoring. I don't think they're going to win this year, but, Lester and Arrieta are going to be two top of the line and two frontline rotation guys that you're going to want to take a look at. The one team that's really going to be tough to bet this year is going to be the Washington Nationals. Zimmerman, Gonzalez, Scherzer, Fister, and Strasburg. You're not going to get a better starting five, but you're also not going to get very good pricing on either one of those. I mean, hey, if you want to take Max Scherzer against the Philadelphia Phillies and lay down the, minus 240 basically is what it's going to be each and every time they go up, that's fine. If you want to take it at minus 1.5, you might get that minus 125, something like that. I mean, but that's really going to boil down to. If you're going to take Washington, you're going to lay a lot of wood this year, and I really don't know if it's worth it, especially until they get hitting. And in that, out in the West Coast there, San Diego's one of my favorite teams. I'm going to bet them a lot, similar to what I did last year. Really love the young kid, Ross Shields, gets added there. Kennedy and Cashner, usually very, very good pitchers out there at Petco. So we'll see how that boils down as the year goes. We are running out of time on the show tonight. I did want to thank you for tuning in. We're going to do this a lot more and hopefully longer in the near future so we can go over much, much more information. But again, just want to thank you for tuning in to Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Tune in every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the future, hopefully we'll get more shows. We want to start doing this 5 days a week. But, hey, we'll see you next Thursday. We'll see you on the right side, TeamTrendBetting.com.